Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, nothing is impossible with love on your side. And I am Terrell Jackson, and I am here with Brianna Cabral.
The one and only.
The one and only. TJ's out of town. Taj is running a little bit behind, but he will be here. I was wrong. It's the truth. It's okay. It's Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
How's your week?
Busy. Busy. We got birthdays. We had Valentine's Day.
This week, I think out of the whole year, is the most, I don't want to say stressful.
No.
I'm going to say hectic.
Really?
This week?
What's worse, this? Because we have Valentine's Day, Adrian's birthday, and Bryce's
birthday. It's just
birthday.
A lot going on.
Or.
And it's Prince and blankets.
Or our anniversary and my birthday. Because that's in the same week. Mm. And then Mother's Day is a week after.
I don't think it's as bad because that week of anniversary and birthday, you kind of take away the birthday because you celebrate all month.
All month long.
So it's just, it seems like every day there's something this week.
Because we have baseball, we have basketball.
But shockingly, there's not much to do after this.
We have
auditions. We have. There's a lot.
Work. We have.
There's a lot.
We're busy.
Yeah, it's okay. I kind of.
It's good.
Skipped over everything, but.
Yes, go.
We'll get right back to the program. Sorry. We are live on the Power of Love radio show. So if you are listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later, we will open up Twitter, even though Taj isn't here. He will be. So we are going to give you that handle. Brady, you want to give the handle?
It is at DDJ Foundation.
It's very good. You're right. It's at DDJ Foundation. If you have a comment, if you have a question, participate. Be part of the show.
I like when people are part of the show.
Yes. Yes, we encourage that.
I like to communicate and talk to people.
So if you want to tweet us, you can. Taj will be on that. If not, you can call. You could do both, actually. But if you'd like to call, the number here is 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815, and I will be in charge of the phone lines. And you can call in, of course, with questions and comments on today's show. And you know what? I've noticed my eyesight is starting to change.
It's time for
it's not going to go.
No, but it's time to
it's hard.
Get a checkup.
Yes, I think so. And it's hard because I'm always in front of the computer doing music. And if I'm not doing music, then I'm just in front of it always. But my eyes are things are starting to get a little blurry. And I don't think I'm ready for that.
It's called old age.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's something holistic you can do. But don't get the glasses. Remember
I heard,
said don't get the glasses.
I heard you get glasses
because
it makes
it
worse.
Once you do it, that's it.
Because then you depend on it.
I'm not doing it yet.
So I'm really, it's obviously on my mind. And every time I see something, it's a little blurry. I'm not used to it. I had incredible vision.
Version or vision?
Vision. I kind of felt like I was related to Superman in some ways because I could really see very well far.
You probably
I
just need some
things.
Chinese herbs.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'm still holding out. I think it could be just, I need to rest my eyes from the computer screen. Because last time, about 5 years ago, I thought my eyes were pretty bad. And it turned out my vision was a lot better than I thought. I don't know if I had 20/20, but I was okay. But now I don't know. So it's, I don't know, reading a little bit. I'm noticing that I'm struggling. Yes, I'm struggling.
I hear you.
It's a little difficult. A little difficult.
I'm sorry.
Your eyesight? How's your eyesight?
That's fine.
All right.
So far, so good.
So this week, as we were talking about, this week is crowded, loaded, busy, hectic. We had Adrian's birthday on Monday. We had Valentine's Day, what was that, the 14th on Friday. It's Prince's birthday the day before on the 13th. Tomorrow is Bryce's birthday.
And little David.
And yes, little David, your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after, mm-hmm. it's Blanket's birthday. And it's a lot, I think.
Yeah, but you don't really do anything with Prince and Blanket.
No, but it's
so.
Just, it seems like there's something. But like I said earlier, strangely enough, there's not much to do today. So that's nice.
I get to go home and cook dinner. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And tomorrow we have basketball, baseball, and Bryce's birthday.
I haven't cooked dinner in a while.
All right. So you have anything else for this week? Anything great going on?
Just birthdays.
That's it?
I think that's pretty great.
Okay.
My kids' birthdays. That's pretty awesome.
That's good. Well, I released some music.
You did release some music.
Yeah, I released some music.
I like that song.
Yesterday. I released a song yesterday, The Next Time I Fall in Love, on the 18th.
Yes.
Go check it out. A little self-plug in here. But yeah, I released that song. And
it's a beautiful song. Excited.
I got some stuff coming. So keep an ear out. Keep an eye out and an ear out for
that
it.
That voice still gets me.
Oh, thanks, Brie.
You're welcome.
All right. Back to the show. The topic. This is actually Taj's topic, too.
Trying to do
this
disclaimer, I know.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why you're here. There you go.
Let's see. Now you got me, worried about my eyes.
Is that hard? Yeah. All right, so go for it, Brie, the disclaimer.
We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives, have been impacted by it, and have learned from it. And we want to share our opinions and attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Do not just rely on us.
Sorry. Do not just rely on us.
Do not rely on us. Don't just rely on us. Hmm. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not looking at you. Okay, so the topic today mm-hmm. is a topic that Taj came up, and he will be here soon. Hopefully. No, he'll be here. He's just running a little late. The topic today is 6 ways to take care of yourself when people disappoint you. I think because we're all human, we're all going to make mistakes. Why are you looking at me like that?
Go for it. Interesting topic.
I think people, because we're not perfect, I think we're just going to let people down, disappoint others, and vice versa. We are going to be disappointed and let down. Okay, this show is going to be tough. You're going to look at me like this all day.
No, not this topic.
I think that's just part of life. And I need Taj mm-hmm. to get here soon.
Because Bree's not.
No, it's good.
No, I just got to watch
think,
what I say
I
with
think
you
people,
sometimes.
I think people are human.
This is live,
think,
right?
Yes, this is live.
I
think people are human and they
sure.
make mistakes.
Okay.
And people are going to let you down oh. and they're going to disappoint you.
And what about when they keep doing it over and over and over again?
Well, maybe that'll we'll get be. There. Maybe that'll be on a. Maybe this will help you. 6 ways to take care of yourself when mm-hmm. people disappoint you. But I just think both sides is life, and I think people grow and they learn, and I think one minute you might be the one that's disappointing someone, and the next minute someone can disappoint you. I think it goes both ways.
I'll agree with you on that one.
You agree with me on that?
I'll agree.
Okay. Oh boy, this is going to be a long show.
I will agree.
Brie.
Yes.
This is going to be a long show.
Think about that one. I can already see your face. Go ahead.
Do you remember your first disappointment? What would be your first disappointment?
In life?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's such a...
Like the feeling that you had, like something that kind of...
I don't know. I can't pinpoint something specifically.
No?
Not like my first time ever.
Or just something that you can remember, a feeling that when you were disappointed?
There's lots of times I'm disappointed.
Okay. Would you like to share any of
them? Not yet. I'll share while we go along, but I can't pinpoint on something right now.
Okay.
That's like kind of broad, don't you think?
Can be.
How about you? Do you want to answer your own question?
Disappointment.
Like, can you think back to the first time you were disappointed? I mean, I'm sure that goes back to when you're little.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking, yeah,
you actually will remember because you have this crazy memory.
I do.
Yeah, you remember.
No,
things
I do.
Like crazy.
I do.
Like, you'll actually remember exactly where you were, what you were wearing, everything. You'll know all the details.
Yeah, I think let down and disappointment is a part of life, and I think it can shape you. Do you believe in that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it can shape you, and I feel if you don't have the proper tools or you don't know how to handle it, it can really make you go.
Mold you.
Yeah, mold you, detour you. But I think if you get the proper tools and understanding, I think it can help you.
Do you feel like you've been molded by disappointment?
Yes, I think so.
Let down?
There's been, in some ways, yeah. I think growing up in this family that I've been in, but I think being in this family, it's been hard because for me, I'm normal. I look at people normal. I don't think people look at me as normal. Not all people. Majority of people look at me and I'm a Jackson. And I've experienced disappointment in thinking that people liked me for me.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out they only liked me because I was Jackson. And that was a huge disappointment. That was a huge letdown. And these, sometimes it was friends that you've been friends with for a long time. And then they just, you hear something or you hear something, they'll talk badly about your family behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
You'll realize the true colors. They won't be around when things get hard or when there's rumors and lies and, that's a disappointment and that's hard to take because that's hard because then you realize that not only they look at you as a Jackson, not as a person. And then you start feeling like you don't have an identity. You're just looked at as a Jackson.
Do you think you put that on yourself though?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I don't. I don't even introduce myself as a Jackson.
I don't look at you as a Jackson.
Well, I'm just telling you, growing up.
No, I'm sure. I'm just saying, not everybody's going to look at you that way.
No, not everyone's going to look at me that way.
Do you sometimes put that on yourself?
But no.
Or do you meet people? I guess my question is, do you meet people and you're already like, oh, they only like me because I'm a Jackson?
No. I think, no. Growing up, around the 80s, I would say, when Thriller was huge, it just got around that I was his nephew.
Yeah.
And
you're also in L.A.,
yes. And because of that, people knew who I was before even meeting me.
Mm-hmm.
So already, if I was going to play tag or something with the kid, that would be the first encounter with them. Is it true that you're Michael's this or, what is it like? Mm-hmm. And everything was always about that and not about me.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened not only there, it happened everywhere, school, everywhere. So when that happens, it's like number one, I don't feel like I liked being around people so much. I found myself not wanting to meet people and not wanting to be around people. But it just made me feel like, where am I in this? Like, are people only want to hang out with me because of who I am and not me?
So then you don't trust people.
So that created my situation with trust and not being comfortable.
Trust and fear.
Yeah, trust and fear. And I think, and like I was saying earlier, there was times where I was let down from it. And I think that hurt, because now you have friends that are letting you down over that. So it was like a little cycle in that. And that molded me into something. Follow?
I follow you. So understand? When people let you down, what do you do?
See.
Which is probably what we're going to talk about.
Yes. Well, I know what I did. I don't know if that was the right thing to do.
So what did you do?
I found myself in a very small group and I had a few friends a small little group of friends, and that was pretty much all I wanted and all I really needed. I had what I needed, and I pretty much stayed away from the rest.
So how do you let new people in?
How do I let new people in? And that's where it was, geez, it's just like all over. Like I'm going forward. Now or then?
Either.
Then it was, I didn't really need a lot of people. I didn't need to let a lot of people in then because I was pretty much baseball, music, and school. And my friends were, I already had my friends because they were baseball, music, and school. Well, music was my brother's, but those two things. Mm-hmm. So I pretty much was locked in and I grew with those same people. And I didn't really need more than that, you know, because I had a lot of very close friends, and then I had a lot of friends, you know, and that was plenty for me. And it's funny because those close friends are still in my lives now, mm-hmm. you know, but meeting other people.
So moving forward to now, when you meet people,
it's hard.
Do you like, well, I know.
Just it's hard. For the public, it's hard because even like my Aunt Janet just announced a show. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because now back then, whenever it was concert time, you saw a lot more people.
Right, because they all want to go to the show.
Yes, that's what it is. So now it's like, who's going to come out? Who's coming out? Who's going to hit me up?
And I totally hit up Autumn.
Yeah, there you go.
In high school.
There you go.
So... But we were.
Like, but you guys
but
were
we
close.
Were best friends. Yeah, see, we were best friends. But that's I had the no difference. Shame, and I totally hit her up.
But that's the difference.
But I was willing to pay for my tickets. Like I'm not trying to like. You know,
if you're if they're your close friends, that's one thing. But when they're not
randoms.
Yeah, when it's randoms, it's like now you want to talk to me.
Yeah, of course.
Now you want to hit me up.
Yeah, everyone wants something.
All right. Do you have anything similar, or should we get to this?
Let's get to the.
All right. So if you're human. Other people will inevitably disappoint you or let you down sometimes, whether it's a friend canceling arrangements at the last minute, a neighbor acting mean, family members not showing up for an important occasion, a coworker throwing you under the bus, or a partner cheating. Disappointment is a fact of life. Time has become increasingly scarce. Stress is high, and this puts a strain on relationships. You can't stop people from acting badly or letting you down, but you don't have to let it derail you from living a happy and successful life. So these are the strategies that can help you recover from your hurt and anger and move forward with confidence. Do you want to do number one?
I'm going to read this whole thing.
No, you don't have to read it. Just get the gist of it.
Allow your feelings.
Number one is allow your feelings.
Allow your feelings. Being rejected, let down, or betrayed can trigger feelings of sadness, anxiety, or anger. It's important to acknowledge these feelings rather than trying to shove them down.
Okay. What do you think about that?
I think that's super important. I think that's... Do you really want me to talk?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk, speak.
This
I love
this,
it.
Because this comes back go to ahead. You and I. That's why I'm like, I don't know go if ahead. I should speak.
Just be nice.
Because... You know, I'm the type of person when something happens or like something goes down, I need to talk about it and I need to confront. And I need my feelings to be heard. I need you to know right, wrong, all that stuff. You need to allow feelings. And for a long time, you did not allow me to have my feelings. Correct?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. I don't know.
Yes and no. I hear you, though. I think it's important. I think everybody has feelings, obviously, and they need to be heard. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to become more about you and me now. And I don't want it to be, but that's fine. But since you brought it up, I will say it's not the feelings. It's the way that you're...
The approach.
Yes. It's not your actual feelings. That's okay. I think it's the way you speak that is hard. But... At the same time...
Are you talking about like the delivery?
The delivery. It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Okay. But sometimes when people yes. are angry and hurt, they react a certain way. And I think that's part of their feelings and they should be able to react however they feel.
Yes. I'm learning some of that. I gotcha.
You know, why do I have to react and feel the way you do?
You don't. And you don't.
I certainly don't, but for a long time I had to keep my feelings inside and I wasn't allowed to really show. You're giving me that look.
Now you can. Oh, I love how Taj creates this topic.
Nice, Taj.
He's not even here to buffer. But,
nice,
no, I hear
Taj.
You. I hear you. You're allowed to have your feelings. And I agree, and I allow you to have your feelings. I think I allow you to have your feelings.
It's important to acknowledge these feelings rather than trying to shove them down. That's what it says.
I hear you. I hear you. But at the same time, I don't always have to agree with your feelings. But I can allow you to have them.
True.
Okay.
And allow me to speak on them.
Mm-hmm.
And let other people know how I feel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I have to speak on your feelings?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes you do.
Oh, someone just called in. Thank
you.
Goodness.
Saved
Let's
the day.
Take this phone call. Thank you for calling the Power of Love radio show. Thank you. Thank you. Who is this?
Hi, guys. This is Alicia.
Alicia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. The one that Bree just read, allow your feelings. I think the reason why you might see a difference is because that might be a male-female thing. I learned that with communicating with my husband, if I gave him, women are, we're communicators, we talk. Sometimes we talk too much.
We do.
And when men are listening, if you give them too much information,
they tune out.
They can't take all of that in and then respond. We want back and forth. I want to say all of this and I want you to respond and I want to say all of this. And I don't think men work that way. I think they need it to be short and sweet and precise.
Yes.
And then they need to sit with it for a minute and then come back. And I think I learned with my husband that I will go with my emotions and it will be too much, or he will tell me, I don't think you feel that way, or he'll deny my feeling. But it wasn't that he was denying my feeling. He was disagreeing with certain points, but I was giving him too much.
Right.
So women, sometimes we over-communicate, and men needed it to be a little bit short, sweet, and precise. But it's hard for women because we respond with our emotions.
Yes, we're emotional.
That makes sense.
Oh, completely.
That's very good.
I'll agree with that
it's
one.
It's like you guys like to read the book. Men like to read the cliff notes.
Exactly.
Just give us the points. We don't need the whole book. We just need the main points, and we'll get through it that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
A good point. That's great. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Have a
Bye.
Good one. I like that. It makes total sense.
For sure.
Me. And I agree 100%. You?
I'll agree with that.
Definitely
more emotional.
Yeah. And you just like women.
Passionate.
I think,
you know me.
Yeah.
Emotional and passionate and got to get it out.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But men. This would be great for Taj. Taj is just walking in, by the way, you guys. He said the show can start. Unbelievable. But yeah, I think there's obviously a difference between male and female, and we operate differently.
110%.
But at the you don't have to tell us. Once we get it, we get it.
No. I don't think that's what. No. It's not that once you get it. No. Sometimes it takes you a minute to get it.
So. Yes, because you're throwing in 10 things. We just need that one thing sometimes. You just need to tell us what it is. You don't have to like make it so complicated. Simplify. Men are simple.
They like the cliff notes.
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear
exactly
that?
Did you
hear
exactly
that?
What
Hold on,
Taj.
Let me get you in there. Taj, you see? Men are simple. Taj, what did
said.
I just say? Say it again because your mic wasn't on.
I'm sorry. I said we like the cliff notes.
Yes.
Don't give us the whole book. Just give us the cliff.
Exactly what he did. He said women like to
That's
read.
Scary.
Do you
That's
guys
scary.
Hear that?
And
That's
men
scary.
Want the
hear
cliff
that.
Notes.
That is very scary.
But it's true.
It is true.
But sometimes you need the full backstory to get to the point. Because sometimes you don't get the point.
We get it.
The cliff,
then you don't want to tell us that you get it?
No. You're telling us you're reading us everything. We just need to know the point. The cliff notes is the shortened version of the book. Once you get the cliff notes, you're good. You know what the story's about. That's what
All right,
it is.
I'm going to try that next time.
I think
if you, if you'll judge it off of if they still don't get it. Like if something happens again and then it's like, okay, you didn't get it.
So and you know what it is? Once we can identify the cliff note version of it, everything else is gone. Like we get it. We get it. You know what I'm saying?
I always read the book. I never did the cliff notes.
Yeah, see, that's the difference.
That's the problem.
I read the book?
I read the books. Oh. Yeah. I didn't do the cliff notes.
Oh. Mr. Cliff is my friend.
No. All right, so let's go to number two, and we are talking about six ways to take care of yourself when people disappoint you. So here's number two. Acknowledge your unmet needs. The next step is to figure out why you feel so let down or betrayed. Think about what needs of yours are not being met by this person's response. Do you need understanding, empathy, support, companionship, commitment, or consideration? Let yourself feel the unmet need, perhaps relating it to childhood experiences with caregivers. Is your need from just the situation, or are your past experiences making you more reactive to this need not being met?
Like, is it triggering something from your childhood?
Yes. And I think that happens a lot in life.
That happens with me a lot. I mean, I think that's the thing. Like, we're all a product of our childhood. And whether we know it or not, and some of the things that we react most to, you can take a step back and then go, okay, now I know why. Because of something that happened in the past. Or something that you wanted to do in the past that you didn't do, you know, or gave someone the benefit of the doubt and got burnt by. And I think it's everything happens for, like, in that childhood area, because you're mm-hmm. growing, you're learning about yourself in right. that time period too. And so, I mean, I one of the reasons why we wanted to do this talk is, like, you know, first time mom and dad fought, you know,
okay,
it was like, it was devastating to me.
So would you, before you got here, we were talking about one of our first moments of being disappointment mm-hmm. or acknowledging or recognizing
disappointment. Like, do you remember your first disappointment in life?
It didn't have to be your very first, but at an early age, would you say that would be yours?
I have like two staple ones, and they're from different decades. One is definitely mom and dad divorcing, but it was like the fights in between, you know, that too. Mm. Just because that's like devastating as a kid. But then shout out to Ponte Lambros and Tori. They were like the high school, like they were like the ones that were supposed to make it, you know, mm-hmm. and whatever. And when they broke up, that was like, that taught me, that was like compounded with my mom and dad. It was taught me that relationships, you know, don't take it for granted.
Their relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend in
yes.
high school.
High school. They were the ones that were supposed to be like, get married.
Get married. Yeah, get married
and have kids. And then, you know, she cheated on them. So like.
Disappointment.
Yeah, I didn't say last name, but you know.
I didn't say anything. Okay.
And it devastated everyone. It devastated me because I liked her a lot, mm-hmm. you know, and Ponte and her were like my big brother and sister at school. Mm-hmm. And why I say it devastated me was because I had to look at her a little different too. And like, how could you, you know, and there's so many things that probably yes. went behind the scenes, mm-hmm. but you as a younger person only sees one angle of it.
Very true.
So that's the thing, like, yeah, so.
Do you remember, obviously you remember feeling disappointment. Did you do anything? How did you react to it, the disappointment?
Well, just like with mom and dad, I was always hoping that it changed. You okay. know, like that there's always a hope. Same with them until they start dating significant others, like, and all that stuff. But, I mean, Ponte's in a better, way better spot now, you know.
I love Taj.
No. Taj is my man.
No, no. I know he is. Bree, anything on that one before we move on? You look like you want to say something.
No, it's just interesting to me because I don't have like that experience, like how your parents fought and like that's a disappointing thing for him. Like
that doesn't
affect me or resonate with me at all because I didn't see that or grow up with that.
You didn't grow up with that at all, huh?
No, my parents were separated. So
at all a disappointment in some kind of way?
No, it's too young.
Too young.
I think I was too young to even realize, but fighting and all that, like,
just that didn't affect
didn't
you.
Do anything to me because maybe it was too normal in my house mm. sometimes, you know, my grandparents arguing, but.
Was that a disappointment?
No.
No?
That's a typical Portuguese household. Oh,
jeez. Did you know that back then, though?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably, if I talk to my therapist, she'd probably say it's not normal.
Yeah.
Well, but, yeah.
There you go. All right.
Do you think childhood like stuff?
Yeah, I talked about before you got here. I was talking about, for me, I think one of the earliest disappointments, not my first, but an early memory of disappointment was meeting friends that I thought were friends, And then later learning that they were only my friends because of who. And that was a disappointing thing because you find out true colors about people. And then it also created a little bit of I wasn't as stable, you know, for myself. And I think it created some trust issues.
Yeah, you were reserved more.
I was reserved, and I didn't really care to meet a lot of people. Once I had my friends, I had my friends.
See, and I think that's the difference between me and you. Like, see, I got lucky with a lot of my friends that I didn't have that. So you are, between the three of us, you're like the most reserved when it comes to friends in terms of once they become your friends, you know, they're your friends. But it's like me and TJ, we, you know, I didn't have that backstabbing scenario.
Mm. You have like 100 friends.
I have more than I got so many friends.
He has like
I got
so many friends or acquaintances.
Like, that's why I don't remember phone numbers. And it's just like I got too much in my head.
It's like when we do a guest list for a party, Taj has like three pages. And
that's,
like, we have like Taj one page.
That's like whittling it down.
Yeah, Taj doesn't have
that. Is, well, yeah. It's like, yeah, my wedding was a nightmare for that reason, you know.
But yeah, that's what it was. It was, and I think that created trust issues because you think you have a friend. And then when you learn that they're either making fun of your family or talking or
behind your back,
yeah. You start learning that's not really a true friend. And it hurts because you thought they liked you for you and they didn't.
That makes sense.
And I think that made it hard. And still today, because I don't like going out. I don't want to say I don't like people, but I just don't.
Do you give new people opportunity though to be your friend?
I do.
Are you kind of like?
I don't.
You don't?
No, that's weird.
Really?
I'm not like. No, I don't need like a lot of new friends. I don't. I don't like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Bree doesn't. Bree is.
She's got
very,
her solid.
She's very foundation. Tough. Yeah.
I am.
To crack.
Yeah.
But that could that okay? So maybe that comes from my childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I know that does trigger from my childhood is what I learned in therapy is my issue with men. Like I'm always disappointed in that area, you know, like that's always been a trust thing for me. Cause my father, sorry.
Cause your father. On that.
No, cause my father wasn't around and my father, you know, like he would be like, I'm picking you up today and never show up. Mm-hmm. And so I think.
There's a disappointment right there, Bri.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said. My disappointment from when I was little, that's probably the biggest one that would stand out.
Oh, there we go.
He made me think of that. But I don't really think of that, really.
But did you ever always think, oh, okay, today will be the day, or just you just learn to live with that?
Like that? I kind of just got used to it. And what I was going to say is I think, like, in relationships, I, like, got used to how I was treated a certain way. And it's like, okay, well, he did this, but all right, I'll move on.
You got used to people leaving.
I got used to people leaving. I just got used to, like.
And expected almost.
Kind of. Probably. Right? So I don't let them in close enough. Yeah. You know, like, I didn't let him in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't.
It's like fire. You don't let it close enough where you can get burnt.
Right.
You want to feel the
warmth. I'm not going to get burnt.
Yeah, you don't want. Yeah.
I think I do that with people too.
Yeah.
I let them in just enough.
I get burned.
Just enough.
Third degree burns and everything, and I still go into that.
Oh,
that's just me though.
If you burn me, then it's a whole other ballgame.
Yeah. See, I just.
I'm going to retaliate.
Oh boy. All right. Let's move on to number three. Take care of yourself.
Yes.
Are there ways you can meet the unmet need for yourself? For example, if you have to. Plan to see a movie and your friends cancels at the last minute, consider going by yourself. What other friends could you ask to come with you? If your need is for support and soothing, find ways to soothe yourself by having a warm bath or going on a nature walk. There's just different options you can do.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm all for that. I'm not a personal person. Like, it's weird. Like, doing stuff for myself does not entertain me at all. Like, oh, go take a relaxing bath or whatever. That does not do anything for me at all. Like, or a walk, you know, that just doesn't, as you were saying stuff, like I've gone in the movies, but it was just to go to the movies, but it was more of just to get away. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to take this time for myself. Yeah.
Right. I think it sounds like trying to take a negative and turn it into a positive.
No, it works for so many people.
Go ahead, Bree. You're pointing to me.
Because you do that. Like, you have to, like, to reset. You have to, like, take a shower. You have to go for a walk. Like, you do certain things to take care of yourself.
I do.
Like, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Some people do.
I don't at all, luckily. Because
I think I need to do it more.
You do. I think for me, it works for me because I have to... I call it resetting.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds weird, but I get thrown off. Stuff like that will throw me off, and I just have to, I need time to process it
mm-hmm.
and to realign and readjust, and then I can move forward.
He's like off balance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if he's off balance for the day, if like that shower is going to put him back on balance, he needs that shower or that walk.
And his balance, once he's off balance, it gets even heavier.
Exactly. Yeah. It can go on for a day or two or a week.
See, my balance is,
I carry.
Yeah, you carry. Yeah.
I carry a lot of stuff.
And that's not most good. Liberating thing. I don't carry anything.
And I got to learn not to carry other people's stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like in between.
I'm the extreme of the opposite, which I need to learn how to.
Let stuff. If somebody threw something on you, it would bounce right off you.
Really? Unfortunately, I have Grandma Jackson genes. Like literally, where you'll see someone that's done something wrong to her, and then like 3 months later,
yeah, Todd would take it house. And be cool with it. Todd would catch it.
Oh no,
and just chill with it.
No. Yeah,
because
it would eat me up
psychologically. I need to know what the situation like. I'll use the example that I always use in the show. It's like, if someone's driving mm-hmm. and they swerve into you and then give you the middle finger, you're angry, right? You're probably like, how dare that, you know, like, mm-hmm. yeah. But if you knew the backstory of that person had just lost his job and his mother had died or his dad has died and this was the worst day of his life, you'd feel a little more compassion and empathy. That's how I look at things. I always approach it that way. Like, I don't approach it as an anger. I approach it as I feel bad for that person.
Mm. All right, Taj. I have that too.
And what do I do?
She says, "Don't assume."
Yeah.
When I do it, no. You say,
what
do don't
I
assume.
If so, that? What would I do in that situation?
Oh, freeze!
I would chase them down.
Yeah, I know.
So this is.
I got guy friends that I'm not going to say his name, right, but I have one friend that, like, I know.
What is your problem?
He would literally drive to that person and want to
pressure.
Yeah,
but
which goes into the next.
Yes, that is number four.
Which goes into number four.
Decide if you need to speak up. Go ahead, Bree. Can you read that one?
Think about whether it would be productive to speak up about your feelings of disappointment or betrayal. Is this person capable of hearing the message, or will they just get defensive and counterattack? Knowing that it's important to pick your battles, think about how big a deal this is to you. What do you want from the conversation?
Interesting. I agree with that, but I think it's all delivery. It's all the wording.
That's my issue.
It's all wording.
Thievery.
Because how you said it exactly, I don't have that in front of me, but how you said it
mm-hmm.
is the difference between whether someone takes it very as an attack or takes it as,
you know,
you really hurt me when you did this. You know, that's a different, it's wording. I've learned about wording so much.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
It's 100% how you say it.
I know. I'm very blunt and I'm very to the point. And sometimes I just say things with no filter.
It's not what you say. It's how you
I'm
say
sure,
it.
But I have no filter and I just say things and that's who I am. I'm trying to be better.
Okay.
Gotten better.
Yeah. What'd you say, Tosh?
Be best.
Be best.
I'm getting better in my older age.
Yeah.
Everything's
a work in progress.
I'm trying. Exactly. I'm trying. I don't speak up.
Oh.
And that's something I'm trying to work on.
Yeah.
You know what? I speak up a lot more than you do.
100%. I was going to say.
And I probably had the lead on TJ, but I don't know. TJ probably does it now. But I was the one that was most vocal out of the three of us. Maybe not as much now,
that's
but
shocking.
Depending on what it is.
But yeah, you were. I
was more like mom in that area.
Yeah, you were also the one that it would eat you up like mom.
Yes.
It
but would now eat you I'm up. Just, now just, I hold it in and I let them do it to me and I just take a mental note and go another direction.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick phone call, real quick.
Go ahead.
Who's calling the Power of Love?
Hi, it's Sophie from Belgium.
Hey, hi, how are you?
How are you?
Not that good. About disappointments.
Uh-huh.
I think in Belgium, the law system sucks because you guys know why my daughter is not with me, and they promised. Next week is a week holiday, and they promised that she would stay with me. So we planned a lot, lots of fun things, lots to do with her communion. And today they just said, oh, it's not going to happen because the judge is sick. And we are so disappointed because it's not the first time, it's all the time. And we don't see the light anymore, so it's hard to stay positive.
Yeah.
Especially as a mother, you have to stay positive for your daughter.
Yeah, it's a lot to take on. Yeah, mm-hmm. as you said, especially as a parent and as a mother, you know, because I believe they sense that, you know, they sense it in you. But at the same time, it's hard when you have that disappointment, especially when you think because of the law that things should be fair, you know.
Yeah, they treat you like a child is a number. Mm-hmm. There's no replacement. They're mostly on holidays or months on holidays, and then they're sick. There should be replacement. You know, somebody has to decide.
Yeah.
And now because she's not there, they just say, oh, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And you make all these nice plans, you know, and she's doing our communion in the 3rd of May, and we had so many things planned to do, to shop, to buy for clothes, and going horse riding, and now it's sort of falling apart, and, you know, it just happened a few hours ago, so I'm still very upset.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
My daughter's crying a lot, and I can't be her to try to comfort her right now.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, obviously, it's understandable, your feelings. Do you feel there's anything you can do to help yourself, to take care of yourself?
I have my best friends, Nicole and Harsh, who helps me, who listens to me, but she's there all alone. Mm-hmm. Yes, and where she is, she doesn't have anybody to comfort her, and I feel guilty because I have someone to listen to, but she hasn't.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you have an outlet in terms of like things to do in that case? Because I always, you know me, I try and turn every kind of, you know, catastrophe into a positive and stuff like that. I can't tell you what to do, obviously, but maybe what might help is maybe writing something down in terms of just taking this time to write how much your daughter means to you in that way, or a story that when she's in your arms again, you can read to her, you know, you know, something positive so that your positive memories.
Right. I have a diary that I write.
Do you have something you could read to her?
We also use from Family Rules, the jar with the notes, all the positive things that happened to you on that day,
uh-huh.
that we are together, or when we used to be together, was in a joke or a nice thing, a rainbow, and we pull it out
uh-huh.
just to keep thinking positive, to keep the memory.
Yes. And
but I do help in school, in our school, but with the toddlers, because I used to be a teacher.
Uh-huh.
That's given me positive things to look again positive, so I can give her positive vibes back.
Yes, and maybe it's...
But she misses home so much.
That's hard. I would say maybe just writing, you know, keep focusing on that positive and focusing
Hello?
On... Yeah. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Lost her.
Oh,
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Sorry?
Did you know who that was?
No.
Oh, I didn't know if it was one of your...
No, I don't know.
I always try and focus on positive stuff, or get people back in the positive mindset of it, whether it's looking to the future or looking to the past, you know, mm-hmm. but... And it's not ignoring the present. It's just, you know...
Realizing that something...
If you
out of
have
control.
No control of the yes. present, then that's the only two things that you have control of is... what you want to, you know, what you want to aspire to, or what, you know, if there's good memories in the past, what those right. memories felt like. It's hard when you have no control of something.
I think in situations like that, you have to somehow take back some control and focus on what you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is basically taking care of yourself.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Like maybe if she writes something, yeah. a story or something, you know, using that pain to be positive in a positive way.
Right.
Easier
right.
said than
Well,
obviously.
We're thinking of you and wishing you the best.
Yes.
Do you have anything? No. All right, let's we have two more and we have a few more minutes. Let's get to number five. You want to read five, Bree?
Sure. Examine your expectations. Think about whether your expectations are reasonable in this situation and whether the person is capable of doing what you expect. For example, your sister might be very busy with a new baby or a work deadline, and so she's not calling you as often. Try not to take this personally. You may want to adjust your expectations and behavior accordingly. Also, think about whether you are communicating your expectations clearly and kindly. If it's a good friend or loved one, try to assume goodwill unless there is a clear evidence otherwise.
I think that's important, because when you're let down and when you're bothered and disappointed, I think it's a lot of it is your expectations of somebody.
How high you set your expectations.
Yeah. If you have low expectations, it's hard to be disappointed.
Right.
But if you have high expectations,
I think that might be why I just don't get disappointed. I have such low expectations.
I mean, we honestly,
it's such a low bar.
I'll use 3T as an example. I think in the beginning of our careers, where when we were doing live shows in different arenas and different, you know, not our shows, but like a, what would you call it? Like a multi talent thing. Mm-hmm. We would always do sound checks. We would wake up early, you know, do all the sound checks, lighting spots, all of those things. And then you get there and you're doing the show and everything is pretty much, it's chaotic. It's not nearly what it was supposed to be like. And, you know, the mic that you were supposed to have isn't the mic you were supposed to have red, but now you got blue and everything's thrown off. And this happened to us over and over and over again to the point where we just said, put the mics like zero, like all the same levels. We don't put reverbs on anything. We just keep it all the same. And
we adjust now.
We don't expect it. I don't expect anything. I expect the worst.
Yeah.
So anything better is good for me.
Yeah. And that you learn from that. And we had low expectations to the point where we wouldn't go to sound checks anymore, because it's more like, why go? Yeah.
It's
better not to go and then be disappointed.
It was more for them so they would know who's singing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for us to.
Yeah.
So I think, I'm not saying have some low expectations of things, but once again, you have to control, take back the control and put yourself in a position where you can be still successful in it, but not be disappointed as much.
Yeah, I think with people though, it's like it all goes down to the delivery of it, you know, in that way, in terms of, and also, as I said, I always put myself in other people's shoes. Like I try, like that's the first go mechanism I do, even from the car scenario to getting dumped. I always put myself, I at least try and be like, okay, you know, what were they going through? What did they have? And so, and it helps. It helps soothe it. Doesn't help it go away. It just helps soothe it.
Agreed. Bree, you have anything on that one? All right. You read so well. I'm going to let you read the last one.
Set boundaries if you need to. If this person has a pattern of disappointing or betraying you, think about what you need to do to protect yourself. If you've spoken up clearly and the person still doesn't take responsibility or alter their behavior, how can you best take care of yourself? Does it make sense to see this person less often or to keep the relationship more casual? Decide if this is someone you still want in your life or whether your energy is better spent elsewhere. You may want to let the person know that you won't tolerate repeated broken promises, lies, or disrespectful treatment. Let them know what the consequence will be if they continue to mistreat you. Boundaries can help you feel emotionally safe, and they help restore your self-worth and self-respect.
Agreed.
Totally.
It's great.
How are you with your boundaries, Tosh?
I mean, in my later years, I've created boundaries. I've never really had boundaries in terms of like just in general, trampled on, you know, stepped on, but when you said self-worth and self-respect, it's like that's just like I like who I am, so that I don't need another person to tell. Like I don't.
You're confident enough to know. Like you don't need someone.
That's the 100 friends. I think if I had two friends, then I would rely on, like, if I lost one of those, one, it's like I have so many that it's like it balances.
If you lose one, it's okay.
Yeah. If I'm not keeping in contact with one, then it's not as, but if it's like, if you only have two friends, it's serious if one of them gets in a fight with you. You're like, that's, you know, what do I have? And I think that's the danger of that. But I understand both. Like I really do, because, you know, 100 friends is a lot of people to you know, keep in contact with and stuff like that. But that's from Buckley.
Bree, how are you with your boundaries?
I'm very cutthroat, don't you think? Like, yes. Someone does something, I'm like, all right,
I'm done.
Is that
an East thing? Like a
East Coast thing?
Yeah, because I feel like that's the...
I just don't have time for it. And like, once I see your true colors, I'm like, done. Mm-hmm. I don't think people can recover from that.
You don't think people can change? Not as fast as you need it to.
I think people can change, but I need people to show their change. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I need them to be like, you know,
yeah,
real.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Sorry, I wasn't towards you at all.
Yeah, I know.
I just need people to, yeah, I just need like, if you're going to cross the boundary and you want, if you're going to cross the boundary and you want back in my life, then you need to like step it up or not do that stuff again.
When you say that, show that you've changed?
Yeah, I need to see that you've changed before you come back.
Interesting.
Which is, I've lost a lot of people because of it, but I'm not missing them.
Did they not want to change or just or it wasn't fast enough or... severe enough, extreme enough?
Well, I think that goes back to the expectations. I expect a lot from people.
That's the, yeah.
Balance.
Yeah. I expect a lot because I give a lot.
Yeah. No.
So.
Very good.
Don't look at me like that.
all right. We're going to wrap this show up because we are out of time. That was the 6 ways to take care of yourself when people disappoint you. Taj, you have any last thoughts?
Wow. Thank you for holding the fort for.
Yeah. Good topic, Taj.
Good topic, Taj.
Yeah.
Bree, anything?
No, it's good. Good topic.
Good topic. Hopefully, good show. Hopefully, people liked it.
Hopefully, you weren't disappointed.
Yes.
Disappointed.
Disappointed
in the
or let down. But if you were, you got 6 ways to take care of yourself. We'll see you guys same time next week. That's our show for this week. And we want to thank you for joining us. And we will see you later. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.